The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said this in reply: "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce it, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will no longer see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to another, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord.
I still remember when I was in high school. So when it came to the year 1999, people started to say, "Oh, the world is going to end." Because we didn't know how to count 2000. So we are wondering, what are we going to count? They say, "Oh, the world is going to end. That we have to prepare. We have to do this. We have to do that." Up to today, it has not ended. So, my dear friends, the end of the world is not a mathematical calculation. Rather, it is living in the spirit. Well, we know today's gospel will be continued on Sunday, and it will be all about the end of time, the judgment, and all that. It is a way to bring our attention that we are coming to the end of the liturgical year, that we are beginning a new year. And we know that next Sunday is 33rd Sunday. After that, we have 34th, which is the Christ the King. And that will be the end of the liturgical year 2024. We now begin the liturgical year 2025. And that starts with the first Sunday of Advent. So we are being reminded that from time to time we have to ask ourselves. We know that sometime in the future we will be in union with God. So we have been on a spiritual journey. And it's very important that from time to time we sit back, we calculate, we analyze and ask ourselves, how have we been doing? Are we doing good or not? So if we need some amendments, or if we need to touch certain things, we have to. Because our life is a journey. We came from God into the world, and we will return back to him. So it is a movement, it is a journey. And we are expected, because we came from God, while we are here, we have to live good lives as God wants us to live, doing good things, living in the spirit. So that when we return back to him, will now tell him, "Oh, you sent me on a message. I am back. I came with good things. I was able to do your will on earth." Now, talking about living in the spirit, The first reading gives us an idea. When Paul wrote to the community to accept Onesimus, St. Paul reminded them that as Christians, we have to be united, and this unity will always lead to forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves, reconciling with each other, because we are brothers and sisters. So forgiveness is one of the ways that we can live in the Spirit. Accepting each other is one of the ways that we can live in the Spirit. Fulfilling our obligations is one of the ways to live in the Spirit. Like I reminded us yesterday, that during this time, Thanksgiving, it is an opportunity for families to come together, to thank God, and to unite, and to forgive each other. Not only in our personal families, the church is the family of God. It is also an opportunity for us to ask ourselves, is there anyone whom I must have offended in this community of God? It is a time to reach out, to reconcile, to forgive each other. So if we are doing that, we are preparing for the kingdom of God. So my dear friends in Christ, let us keep that in mind, and let us keep praying for the grace to be able to do the will of God, to realize and to understand that our life is short. Therefore, this moment is very precious. Let us forgive, let us reconcile, let us tolerate each other. May God continue to bless us, and may His words always transform our lives. Amen.